All right, 824 at WFMD. Bob Miller, he's done it again.
Who's that?
He's done it again. Tom Brady announcing his retirement this morning in a video on Twitter. The NFL great said his retirement this time is for good. He briefly retired after last season, only to return to the Buccaneers and have a miserable season, one that ended in the playoffs in a very weak NFC South. But Tom Brady is retiring, and I'll try to find the video while you give instant expert analysis on the situation.
Well, I mean, it was a year too late. I mean, and I think Tom, now knowing what was going on in his personal life, I think Tom may have decided to play this year or last year, whatever you want to say, because the season's not over yet, but it is for him. I think he did that for a distraction of what was going on in his personal life. Don't know if it came to work with him, but obviously he did not have the season that he wanted to. And or, you know, was Tom just great because he could throw the ball to Rob Gronkowski, who caught everything? But I have to admit, I got to see the greatest of all time play his final NFL game.
You did. You did, absolutely. So,
well,
all right.
At least until, you know, he decides that he wants to go back.
Okay, here's, hang on, let me cue this up. And it's a 53-second video published 13 minutes ago. Here we go. Tom Brady, breaking news out of Tampa, is retiring.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Boom.
Does anybody believe it?
This one's for real. I guarantee this one's for real. There's no coming back from this.
Okay.
You can't come back from this, Bob. You don't believe Tom Brady? What is wrong with you?
Well, he's only done it like 1,000 times. So what does that do? Does that now mean that he goes directly to the broadcast booth? Because they already had, you know, he's got like a $250 million deal ready to go.
No, he's ready. Ready to go, man.
Is Greg Olsen going to be upset because he's going to be knocked back? Tony Romo, is he no longer the guy? Is Tom Brady going to go, you know, I want to go to the ESPN instead, and Troy kick Troy Aikman?
No, he has a 10-year contract.
What does it mean? Yeah, I mean, doesn't mean he's going to go, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, does he really need to?
Why not?
Is Tom Brady? Well, we don't know if Tom Brady's any good in the broadcast.
Does it matter? You're going to watch because it's Tom Brady. You're going to watch, Bob.
No, I'm not. Only if it's forced. Only if it's a Cowboys game.
Are going to watch it. You are going to watch. I guarantee you, Bob.
I don't know, but hey, you know what? You go through life. And every generation has this. Mm-hmm. We have had the ability to witness some of the greatest athletes of our time.
Oh, that's for sure.
And he is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an amazing quarterback. I don't know if this is it. If there's somebody, you know, if Bill Belichick calls him up and says, "Hey, I'm going to Miami.
Yeah,
I need you over here," or whatever. Or is Jerry Jones going, "Hey, Dom, Dom, my guy just can't get it done. I know you can get it done, son. Come over down to Dallas and let's get this done one more time. I need it before I go and leave this earthly ramp bound and get up there. But I just, Tom, come on. I'll pay you a lot of money. I'll forfeit everything else. Just give me that one more Super Bowl. You never know.
Bob,
that was my Jerry Jones impersonation.
That is a very, very bad.
I thought it was pretty good. Thanks, man. You're showing no love.
Very
you show it to
bad.
Tom Brady, but not to me.
Yeah, I am. I'm actually working on posting the video, and the video's up right now. If you want to see it on our Facebook page,
show the other one where it was like dropping the F bomb in front of 10,000 kids at a football game the other day.
Yeah, well. That
punk,
actually
is nothing but a punk. P-O-N-K punk.
That actually is a little bit surprising. Anyway, Tom Brady retires.
What's to me?
You can watch the emotional 53-second video in its entirety.
I do like what he said. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I do like what he said. You only get one emotional retirement. I've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. I quit. I just want the guy from the movie, That Thing You Do. I quit.
And of course, I did reach out to Oprah, who sent me a little text message. Here it is.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say, until we meet again.
Well, that could happen. That could be truthful right there.
Let's just make sure Oprah was vaccinated when she said that.
Wearing the damn masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we got to talk about him, too, coming up on the Morning News Express. But here's the next question. What's the FanDuel? Am I going to hear the ad while we're doing the news, the new ad from Ryan Hedrick saying the over-under and whether Tom actually does retire is plus 265.
Let's go, Brandon.
All right, 831.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
15 northbound heading through Frederick, you're going to be slow going from South Jefferson Street to Rosemont Avenue. On the southbound side, you're going to be at speed. Continuing southbound on 15 in Northern Virginia, you got delays between Luckett's and Leesburg. Then on 270, 80 Urbana down to 109 in Hyattstown, slight slowing, and then a heavy delay 121 Clarksburg to Gaithersburg. Then you'll see some slight slowing again all the way down to the I-270 spur. 70 eastbound Frederick to Baltimore, one delay in Howard County, 40 to 29. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD sky scan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties called for cloudy skies this morning to gradually clear this afternoon. High 38, overnight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 25. We'll have a mostly cloudy warmer Thursday with a high of 43. Mostly cloudy skies are on tap for Thursday night with a low of 27. We'll have winds to 20 miles an hour. Friday looks mostly sunny and blustery, our high 29. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Rod Tanner.
All right, Rod, thank you very much. It's 8:32 at WFMD, and it's cold outside, 28, on top of Grove Hill Road. Here's news.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
Changes have been made to Frederick County's transportation priorities list.
The widening of Route 15 from Interstate 70 to Route 26 is no longer number one now that it has obtained state funding. The new number one is the widening of I-70 from I-270 to Mount Phillip Road. During Tuesday's meeting, the council considered a request from Councilman Steve McKay to put a Liberty Town connector as number one when it comes to preliminary planning, placing the widening of Route 15 from Routes 464 to 340 as number two.
There was a time when there was an alignment for a road around Liberty Town to address these issues. That was taken out of the comp plan when certain properties were downzoned. Then the properties were upzoned and approved for development, but the alignment was never put back in.
Councilmember MC Keegan-Air wants to keep Route 15 as number one.
There were some horrific accidents on that road, and I don't want to go back there. So anything we can do to improve the safety on that road.
The request was turned down, but the council agreed to place the Liberty Town Connector as number four on its priority list. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
The Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition has launched its campaign to get five bills passed to expand healthcare coverage in the state. The effort got underway with a news conference on Tuesday in Annapolis. Several legislators participated. Montgomery County State Senator Brian Feldman is co-sponsoring legislation to renew health care subsidies for young adults. He says the pilot bill passed in 2021 provided $20 million for 2 years to help low-income young adults between 18 and 34 purchase health coverage.
So we rolled that out 2 years ago. Here we stand 2 years later, and 46,000 young Marylanders have enrolled and taken advantage of that subsidy. 17,000 just this year alone, brand new to the marketplace.
The other co-sponsor is Frederick County Delegate Ken Kerr. Other bills would fund the outreach to small business to get their employees enrolled in health care and fully fund the Prescription Drug Affordability Board. The end of January starts the 2023 state and federal tax season. The federal government and Maryland are already accepting individual income tax returns. Maryland Comptroller Brooke Learman has some advice for Marylanders who are preparing to file their taxes.
So the deadline for filing your tax return this year is April 18th. And so from now until April 18th, Maryland taxpayers can file their federal and state individual income tax returns. And I encourage people, if for some reason they can't do it by then, to reach out and ask for an extension before it's too late.
Marylanders can file their taxes by mailing them or by filing their taxes electronically. When asked if there are any benefits to submitting their tax returns electronically, Comptroller Learman said there are a few perks to filing your taxes online.
Absolutely. If you file online at the Comptroller's website, it is free. The tax return is processed more quickly.
This year's filing deadline for tax returns is Tuesday, April 18th. Starting February 1st, the call centers at the Comptroller's office will be open until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday for personal income tax assistance. For more information on these stories, you can log into WFMD.com. I'm Max O'Dell on Mid-Maryland's Radio News Center 930 WFMD.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Tom Brady announces on social media he's retiring for good this time after 23 seasons as the most successful quarterback in NFL history.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
He changed his mind last year after retiring and came back for one more season as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meets with President Biden today for the first time as Speaker to talk about federal spending and the nation's debt limit.
McCarthy says spending reforms must be part of any plan to incur additional debt.
I think we could find a lot of places we could have savings.
Democrats point to multiple debt limit increases supported by Republicans during the Trump administration. The Speaker's office notes then-Senator Biden's opposition to debt limit hikes during Republican administrations.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. That meeting scheduled for 3:15 Eastern time at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Jesse Kelly here. I can't afford to lose 30% of my 401k or IRA again, and I'm assuming you can't either. Call Oxford Gold. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it easy as 1, 2, 3. One app, one call, and you pick your precious metals. That's it. You now own precious metals. Call Oxford Gold today to learn more about the 1, 2, 3 protection plan. 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
At Ashley's greatest mattress marathon, queen mattresses start at $269. Our best brands, Ashley Beautyrest Black and Beautyrest Harmony Lux Hybrid, marked down to move fast, plus up to 60 months no interest financing. Only at Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
My mom is a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and that saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them. by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. Plus, the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-814-0756 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-814-0756. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-814-0756. That's 800-814-0756.
It's 8:39.
WFMD Traffic, a service of Tranquility of Fredericktown for affordable assisted living.
Still a little bit delayed, 15 northbound in Frederick from South Jefferson Street to West Patrick Street. On the southbound side in Northern Virginia, 15 Luckett to Leesburg is delayed. No more slowing 270 in Urbana. You're going to start to see a little bit delayed in 109 Hyattstown. And then continuing down all the way to the 495 Capitol Beltway, you'll be a little bit slow. 70 eastbound, Frederick to Baltimore in Howard County. You got some volume between 40 and 29. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick, Air, and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
This WFMD MTA update, a service of Transit, Transit Services of Frederick County.
Good morning. We've got on the Brunswick line of MARC trains 894 from Frederick heading to an 852 arrival at Union Station, Washington on schedule. And 880 has a 5-minute delay as it heads to an 848 stop in Silver Spring and then on to Union Station, Washington for a 921 arrival there. And no reported commuter bus delays for the MTA transit team. I'm Kurt Kroenke on WFMD.
Hey, Kurt, real quick, your reaction. I don't know if you heard the news, but Tom Brady is hanging it up.
Yeah.
He'll no longer be
deja vu all over again.
You think it's for good this time?
I do, yeah. You know, he's got a nice job lined up, my God. And, yeah, I think probably it's for good this time, but we'll see.
Your kids are reacting to the news in the background.
Yeah. Yay.
Right. He was a nemesis for the Ravens for a long time. All right, Kurt, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, Bob, they say working from home is more efficient. But I'm not sure it is.
You just never know.
I love Kurt Kroenke. It's 8:41 at WFMD. We do have a song queued up for Tom Brady.
Already?
Yeah, and I think
How
we...
do
right
I
here, yeah.
I say goodbye.
It's just till we meet again.
To what we had.
God, I wish I had a Tom Brady jersey right now to sell. The dang mask, Tom.
I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change the thing. Love you all.
Love you all. Except for you, Giselle.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away.
And get to the point.
I'm retiring. We're good.
How dare you?
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured just press record and let you guys know first. So,
a pretty big deal.
Long-winded.
You held the NFL hostage.
Right?
A pretty big deal.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
A pretty big deal. You held the NFL hostage. The GOAT. The GOAT is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So where do you want to see him? Do you really want to see? I think that Tom Brady would be better off at the... now, does he have the... is it with Fox or NBC?
I think NBC.
Whatever. It would be much better in the studio than, you know, heading to, you know, Foxborough. I just don't know if Tom Brady's going to be that good.
He's not going to travel anywhere, I guarantee you. He's not going to travel with... he's not going to be, like, in the booth on a random Sunday with Ian Eagle. They're not going to throw it to him and say, yeah.
Ian Eagle.
Ian Eagle. Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Actually, he's a great announcer.
So, yeah, I think so, too.
No, he's going to join Fox Sports as the lead NFL analyst. The lead NFL analyst.
Okay. Fox but what does that mean? Does that mean he...
what that means is he has a 10-year, $375 million dollar contract.
Is that kicking out Greg Olsen?
No. Olsen's on the field. He's in the booth.
Right, but I thought you said the lead.
No, the lead, like, probably in the studio next to Kurt Menefee. So maybe you...
Were you kicking out Terry Bradshaw?
I doubt it. So Strahan stays, Bradshaw stays, Menefee stays.
You're going to get rid of...
Howie Long?
No.
I think they'll just add one more.
No.
Right?
And they had Peyton, Sean Payton. They had, I don't know. That's, I think he goes in the booth. I think that's what they want him to do, to go to the booth and have him, you know, break down. See, I mean, because obviously, I mean, you might not like Tony Romo, but he sure does break it down. You know, the plays, knowing sometimes what's going to happen when they happen. I think Tom Brady has that ability to go, well, I see exactly what they're going to do here.
Yeah.
And be able to do that. I think that's what they're going to pay him for. And I think he does that for a year or two and he's done and he's going to go back out and he's going to be, look, I know the last time that I said I was retiring from the booth was a big deal, but I am really going to retire this time.
My wife is funny. I can't read you what she just texted me, but she did say, please get rid of Romo. And she said she also said he couldn't be any worse. Tom Brady couldn't be any worse than Gronk is.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nightmare. Yeah. Gronk was a nightmare during the NFC Championship game.
And Romo's good, so you know what? Hey, TH,
yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, exactly. 8:45. We haven't even...
it's the Morning News Express at WFMD. We didn't get a chance to talk about this one, Ryan, and maybe more tomorrow. Did you hear Tom Brady was quitting? No.
Yeah.
That's not the big news out there, Ryan.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. I guarantee I know where you're going. Even though you haven't told me, I know where you're going.
Okay. Do you want to share it?
No, I'll tell you after you tell me.
The FanDuel. It looks like former governor of the state of Maryland, Larry Hogan, is looking to run for president.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, well. From the author of The Guy That Brought You This Gem.
Wearing the damn masks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy that reportedly balanced Maryland's books and urged us to get the damn shot.
Yeah.
Is going to make a run at the White House. It's going to be a futile attempt. To get to the White House, I guarantee you, that guy is he's not going to get much support from the Republican Party. And let's not forget that he was instrumental, I should say, in helping Wes Moore get elected by throwing benefits and hosting fundraisers behind Dan Cox's back. Very little respect for Larry Hogan. As a Republican.
Let me run this. I think I can. I'm going to put Tom Ponchi down here. I'm going to turn this up real quick.
Okay.
And let me hit. He was on Fox News yesterday. Hang on. Here we go.
You will be among those candidates. Is that true?
Well, I'm certainly giving it very serious consideration. You know, we've been really successful 30 miles outside of Washington, where everything appears to be broken and nothing but divisiveness and dysfunction. I'm in one of the bluest states in the country with a 70% progressive legislature, and I got them to cut taxes 8 years in a row by $4.8 billion, and the biggest economic turnaround in America.
Yeah. So
we're taking a close look at it.
Wearing the damn masks.
Okay, so he says he cut taxes, but his state was experiencing an exodus, which was very similar to what they were experiencing in a lot of blue states, like New York and, you know, all the cold states, Pennsylvania. We know people are leaving Maryland they don't want to spend their twilight years here. They'd rather go to DeSantis's Florida. We know that Baltimore is just a nightmare. And at the end of Larry,
that's not his fault, Ryan.
Why not?
Because that's the mayor of Baltimore's fault.
Uh-huh.
That's the mayor of Baltimore's fault. That's the chief of police of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He didn't have anything. You know, he just stood in the in his house and just said, "Oh, wow, look at that." Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see when it starts to burn out. Well, maybe we'll send in a couple of people and some. We'll send in some National Guard. Never mind. The city's already burned down.
Yeah. A lot of fair weather Republicans who like to call themselves Reagan conservatives or Reagan Republicans that listen to the show may hate me for my take on Larry Hogan. I just think that it is cowardice to turn your back on a GOP gubernatorial candidate when your candidate, when your hand-picked candidate loses. To me, it just it said a lot about Larry Hogan that he just kind of threw a temper tantrum after Kelly Schultz lost. That's what I think he did. I could be wrong.
Well, he was doing it all along with Donald Trump. I think that he knew that his aspirations to run for president were always in the back of his mind.
Oh, you didn't get enough help from Donald Trump during the pandemic, Larry? Is that it?
Wes Moore has a better chance of winning the presidency than Larry Hogan ever will.
You're right about that. It's 8:53. Back to wrap it up on the Morning News Express. Big day. Also, Ozzy Osbourne has announced that he's retiring and canceling all remaining shows due to declining health. No joke.
I'm just saying that on the day he's trying to...
No, he announced this 3 hours earlier, but legendary rocker Ozzy Osbourne announcing his retirement from touring. He's, of course, the Black Sabbath frontman. Right. I fear that Ozzy Osbourne is not well. The headline in the New York Post says, all remaining tour dates canceled due to declining health.
That's sad. Tom Brady's like, I'm going to up that.
Yeah, 8:54.